I feed the Rotary Club down at the Methodist Church on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they were just out of a place to go, you know, they wanted a good eating place, and the men were losing interest, and our preacher, my sister told him that I would probably be interested in it, and he said, well, I'm going to let them meet in the church, that is, if the church board agrees to it. And she told him she thought I'd be interested in it. So he said, well, you really think she will? So I've been with them 2 or 3 years down there, you know, just doing that just to have something to do, you know, just to keep from retiring just entirely.
Yeah. Well, so you've really had a...
Oh, I really had a career.
Really had a career. Now, about your schooling, could you give me the names of the schools and the grades you completed?
I completed the ninth grade here. Mm-hmm. Now, Professor Brown, who was the only one I ever went to was he and his wife, Mrs. Brown, and he. And that's all. I was going to teach. Well, then you had to stand a state examination and get your license to teach. And I did that. He taught these normal schools, you know, in the summertime, teachers normal, they called them. And we spent...
Was this the professor and
teacher? Yes, yes.
And this was above the ninth grade?
That was above the ninth grade, yes.
And how long did you study with him?
I studied with him, I guess 2 years. Mm-hmm. Or three, 2 or 3 years. And then I married when I was 18, so I never taught very much. Then my husband didn't want me to teach, and then after he died, then I went to, you know, to helping them out over here because they couldn't get teachers.
Yes.
You know how scarce it was during the war.
Yes.
They wanted better jobs. Of course, they didn't pay me anything, but it meant a lot to me.
Sure. Have you done any traveling in your life out of this section of the country, this section?
Well, I've been not a great deal. I've been to Ohio, and I've been to Florida several times, and but I believe that's about all the traveling I've ever done.
All right. Could you tell me where your mother was born?
She was born here. My father was too.
How much education did your mother have?
My mother had only a grammar school, you know, about seventh grade, I think, something like that.
What about your father?
My father, he didn't have any high school. He was the kind that threw his English book out the window, didn't like to study. But he was a smart man. I mean, he had a lot of good common sense.
Well, back then, there just wasn't an opportunity to go.
No, there wasn't. No, that's what I said about myself. There was five in the family, and we just didn't have the money. And I just couldn't see any way, you know. And I had an older sister, and she taught school for 5 years down here with this Professor Brown. So you know how good she must have been. I mean, just without going away to school. And she has boys now that grew up... And they'll say to me, say, well, Miss Rena she is one of the best school teachers I ever had.
Yeah.
They liked her so much.
Did your mother ever work outside the
home? No, she was a homebody.
What about your father?
Well, my father was a carpenter. He was a sawmill man, and his sawmill got burned. And we lost our home then, you know, when his sawmill. And that was a very, very bad and a rough time for us.